you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com. Shop now on TomboyX.com.
Hey, everybody. Robert Evans here. This week is mandatory time off for our company because of the legally recognized holiday thingamajig. So, you know, we're big fans of just letting people not work. So we're not working or didn't work for half of this week, which is why there's only one Behind the Bastards episode. Also, this is a winner that we recorded a while ago. So heads up, you know, it's it might be one or two dated references in this, but it's a good one. It's a good one. You know, it's me, Katie, Cody. We're talking about the Proud Boys. It's funny. What's secretly responsible for the Bay of Pigs? My Cody Johnston. This is Behind the Bastards, a podcast where myself, Sophie, and Katie Stoll confront Cody over his involvement in the attempt by the United States to destroy Cuban sovereignty. Cody.
Cody, what do you have to say about it for yourself?
I was not warned about this, but I stand by all of my actions and any quote from me. Do your worst, all right?
Yeah,
history is history. It already happened. So
yeah, I guess you can't shame the guilty when they embrace their crimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Try. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm hugging them.
Post-shame society.
No,
that
Cody,
is true health and longevity. Release your shame.
Why did you pull the air support at the last minute?
Wouldn't you?
I mean, yes, like, I would have.
Okay. So, softball.
What a fun goof. What a fun goof.
We goofing.
About a fun moment from history that everybody enjoyed. Especially
history full of fun little goofs and moments.
That's what everybody says about history.
Yeah.
So I brought you all here today to talk a little bit about friends of the pod, the Proud Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cody, Katie, I know you're both big stands of the old Proud Boys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to guess I don't need to introduce this with too much detail. You're all aware of who they all are as an organization. Everyone's aware that they played a major role in January 6th, and five of them from the leadership are on trial right now for sedition, you know?
Hey, everybody, Robert here. In the month since we recorded this, all of those guys were found guilty of sedition, so not on trial anymore. Guilty of sedition.
Yeah, that's right. These guys.
Yeah, these fuckers.
These fucking guys.
Yeah, do they still dance with... what's his name? Roger Stone?
I mean, right now, everybody's being a little more careful. But yes. I mean, sure. Like, yes.
I mean, sure, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so there's like five of them who are on trial right now. All of them are kind of like leadership people. There's guys like Joe Biggs, Dominique Pizzola, Ethan Nordine. People who had been... I mean, I've met most of these guys. As a result, oh yeah, it was a real crowning moment of my life.
Robert, I never took you to be such a name dropper.
Oh yeah, no, I'm tight with all of them. So you know, when you get charged with sedition by the federal government, there's going to be a process called discovery, which the prosecutors have to provide to the defense all of the evidence that they want to introduce for that trial, right? Because you have a right, this is one of our civil liberties, you have a right when you're being charged with a crime to know what the evidence against you is, which is a very important thing. I don't need to defend civil rights to this audience. But one of the things that means is that the government has been putting out all of the things they want to introduce in the evidence, which has included a bunch of internal calls from the Proud Boys and their Signal chats, because they just had a Signal chat that was, I think, literally titled like Sedition or something, where they talked about their seditious conspiracies.
Come on, guys.
Geniuses.
Call it like cookie party or something. My God.
But then, how do you keep track of all the code names? Then you're going to need a document.
Mm-hmm. Just assume that all of them are about sedition.
No.
Still, I give them names.
No, this is why I've made, we Sophie and I have made the Cool Zone work chat just titled Seditious Conspiracies, because it seems like such a good idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So one of the things that has gotten introduced into evidence as a result of all this is a manual that the Proud Boys had for conducting meetings and like starting, you know, your own whatever Proud Boy organization. And that entire manual is now available online in its entirety, and we're going to read it. Before we do that, I want to note this was specifically introduced for the trial of Dominique Pizzola, who's a fucking Proud Boy. And his lawyer is trying to block prosecutors from mentioning it at the trial. The defense attorney noted that, like, he thought that some things in the document, including the Proud Boy masturbation policy, might influence jurors in a negative way.
Oh.
Quote, "The document is riddled with politically incorrect remarks and assertions, which would cause most or many Americans to recoil in anger, hatred, and disgust." That's his defense lawyer.
And that's your reason to keep it from the trial.
Well, yes. Your Honor, my client's a piece of shit. So if you let people know that, it could be a real problem
can't
for
let
us.
Let the jury know that they're extremely racist and awful. Why would you?
Your Honor, you don't understand. I mean, these guys suck ass.
Not wrong. I just don't know if that's how the law works.
No, it's not how the law's going to work. There's a reason that I have this manual right now.
Exactly.
So I'm going to start reading this now. First page is titled Proud Boys Meetup Stations of the Congregation, Station 1. Like a Stations of the Cross reference? Probably, right?
Probably, right? Yeah.
Bold type is not to be read aloud. Before the meetings begin, clear the area of all women and of men who are not at least first degree. Yeah, you don't want any girls around in your secret club meeting.
Yeah, no proud girls allowed.
Cool. There are no, well, I mean, this is actually a major topic of contention within the Proud Boys.
Yeah. Oh, sure,
There is like an auxiliary ladies organization, the Proud Boys Girls, I think it's called.
I bet
what is stuff. The Proud Boys Girls?
That's so funny.
Yeah, there's some organization for the Proud Boy ladies.
Do you have to be in a relationship with a Proud Boy to be a Proud Boys Girl?
I believe so. Yeah. If doors cannot be closed, the Proud Boys assemble to an area that is as secluded as possible. This area is protected by two main guards who are assigned to monitoring the perimeter. The following is to be read aloud by the brother in charge. Brothers, we are about to open this council in the first section. All persons not having received the honors of membership in the first degree shall please retire from the chamber. The doors shall now be closed and the guards assume their positions. Brothers, do you vouch that all present are in possession of first degree membership? All members say, yes, sir. Repeat after me. I am a Western chauvinist. All right, come on, guys.
Dorks.
I'm just gonna read the rest of the pledge. I am a Western chauvinist who refuses to apologize for creating the modern world. And everybody repeats all that. And then new members, raise your hands. Welcome, gentlemen, to the greatest fraternal organization in the world. What happens at this meeting is only to be discussed among other Proud Boys and the federal agents that you talk to when you give up your fellow Proud Boys at court. You are our brother now. We have your back as you have ours. We don't care what race you are or what your sexual preference is. The only prerequisite of this organization is that you are a man and you recognize that the West is best. We will commence this meeting by reading a passage from Pat Buchanan's The Death of the West.
Oh, my God. Guys.
Famed guy silly. Who wrote books about how Hitler was not that bad, Pat Buchanan.
My God, Robert.
Yeah, it does note non-American chapters should neglect to recite the italicized sentence at the end of paragraph two. Excited for when we get there. Keep that one in mind.
Oh my God.
As I read this section from Pat Buchanan's
Robert,
book.
bold font type is not to be read out loud. Are you going to read that out loud for us, though?
Yes, yes. That was the bold type. I'm going to read everything. Oh,
that
We're getting
was
it all.
Bold type. Great.
Yeah.
Here's the segment. It's just like a passage
will you
says,
tell
don't
us,
read this sentence.
Yeah, don't read this sentence if they're not Americans.
This is just, that's very, it's very silly.
Just can don't you write make, it. Just don't write that sentence.
Can you make sure to write, to let us know when it is a bold
Yeah, I'll
thing.
Let you know.
Thank you.
That's only not to be read for people not in the U.S. So like the Canadian Proud Boys, back before the Proud Boys were declared a terrorist organization in Canada. All right. As fair-minded and mostly Christian folks, we concede that there is truth in the indictment of America's past. Our fathers did participate in slavery. We did practice segregation. Our treatment of the Indians was not what one should have expected of people to whom the Sermon on the Mount was divine command. But having internalized a guilt that gnaws at their souls, these Republicans and their lifelong quest for absolution are easy prey for confidence men like Jackson and Sharpton who run the big sting. The truth in the story of slavery and the slave trade, Western man was among the many villains, but Western man was also the only hero. For the West did not invent slavery, but it alone abolished slavery. Had it not been for the West, African rulers would still be trafficking in the flesh of their kinsmen. Slaves, after all, were the leading cash crop of the Friends of Mansa Musa. In Mauritania and Sudan today, slavery has returned to the deafening silence of intellectuals who have built careers on the moral shakedown of America and the West. And this is the italicized part that you're not supposed to read to foreigners. America was a segregated society, but in no other nation do people enjoy greater freedom, opportunity, and prosperity than here in the United States. You're not supposed to read that one in Canada because it'll make you feel bad.
We don't want to offend our international
friends. Yeah, you don't want to hurt their feelings. The time for apologies has passed, but if Middle America believes that capitulations and reparations will buy peace in our time, it deludes itself. If there were no more demands, the race racketeers would have to find a new line of work. But as long as the silent majority keeps acceding to their demands, they will keep making them. Time to just say no. And that's interesting. I mean, for one thing, it ignores the fact that there were a number of places in which slavery was abolished throughout history, including the Persian Empire, the Persian Empire who fought against the West in a, cool stuff. Very good. It's great. And also that the slave trade that was abolished by Western men was also created entirely by them. And slavery was fundamentally different before the Atlantic slave trade started up.
Selective use of facts in history.
It's just bad. It's what you'd call Pat Buchanan grade history.
I forgot that was Pat Buchanan talking.
Yeah, that is like, that is while, Pat Buchanan. Like, I did too. Yeah. Good man. Terrible man. Raise a glass and say we're getting to the toasts. I'm excited for this. Raise a glass and say a toast to the greatest civilization on earth and the men who built it. Uhuru. Everyone says uhuru. I would also like to make it. Oh, yeah, they do that all the time. I would also like to make a toast to the entrepreneurs who risk everything to improve our lives. To the entrepreneurs.
The entrepreneurs.
Yeah. And to the house. Yeah.
Improve our lives.
Thank God for the entrepreneurs who, I don't know, created a fake taxi cab company that lights venture capital money on fire in order to try and destroy
their own introduction to their meeting.
It's so funny. And the housewives that create human life, shape it, and build the communities in which we live. To the housewives, to free speech, the First Amendment, to free speech, and to our guns, the Second Amendment, to guns.
These these responses are making me feel like some song in Hamilton.
Uh-huh, yeah, I do want to hear Lin-Manuel Miranda's to guns.
Or like an even worse Luffy poem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There we are.
To the heroes who answered, heroes who answered their country's call and ultimately laid down their lives so we may maintain our great society. To the veterans and our honored dead. And everybody repeats that. And finally, to the parasites, both on the streets and in the White House, who want to attack us and take what we earn. To the trespassers who want to sabotage our culture, our family, and our way of life. You want a war? Well, you've got one. To all of our enemies, both high and low, everyone says, bring it on. Just
cool. Well, this for is as, very well written.
Yeah. For as cucked as you people are by the folks that you hold water for. And it's so funny. It's like, especially like, You finally got your little war, and then you all turned on each other immediately afterwards, because it turns out that war involves a degree of personal risk which none of you were actually willing to suffer, which is like, why you all rolled on each other. Oh my God, brothers! Wow. Before we close this meeting, are there any matters we need to settle before the Sharia court?
What?
Yeah.
Did you just say to me?
Yeah. I'm sure it's a Sharia law joke, I guess. Not a good one. If you feel it's like, because this isn't, you don't have your own set of laws that you've listed out here in any way. Like, it's a weird statement. It's just a bad joke. It's classic Republican humor.
Yeah. Did they start it with "Oh my God," or was that you reacting to?
That was me reacting. Okay.
Good question, yeah. Cody. Good question. Important.
If you feel you've been
wronged, I want peppered in like every other sentence for them to go, "Wowee, here's the next thing." Oh my gracious, my. But sadly. Yeah.
So anyway, after that, they ask if you've been wronged by a brother or someone has been banished unfairly. Let it be heard now before me, and we will settle it like men. Mm-hmm. And then you have to present your grievance, and then there's a defense. If the defendant isn't present, he has to just submit a defense in advance, or they just don't hear the case, which is interesting. I guess they don't try people in absentia in the Proud Boys Sharia court. That's good.
Comforting.
The matter is now settled. We remain as brothers. First degrees who wish to get their second degrees raise their hands. We will be performing second degrees throughout the night. I now declare this meeting adjourned. Raise your glass. Uhuru, proud of your boy. God, this is so cringy.
Uhuru.
Yeah. It's their like little slogan that they took from another group of people. Like Uhuru is like a thing that exists. It's a Swahili noun for freedom. I think they are stealing it because of the Uhuru movement, which was like a socialist African international movement in the 70s. It's just them. Yeah. Stealing. Being
free.
Normal freedom. Proud boy stuff. Yeah. Freedom.
Proud of your boy. I think it's very funny that they include that.
Oh, Cody, you're not ready for what's coming.
Oh, no. I mean, for listeners, which I'm sure you know this, but the Proud Boy's name came from Aladdin.
Yes.
One of the original songs.
I forgot about that.
Called Proud Boy.
I'm so excited to tell you this. So what we've read before is all that the next thing that this lets us know is that what we've already read is that's all that's required of a Proud Boys meeting. And then the next thing that they usually like to do is play a song, Station 2.
Oh, God.
And then so the next part of this is the entire lyrics to the song Proud of Your Boy.
What?
That's the next page and a half of this.
Come on. So do they play it or do they all sing it?
Fuck yeah.
I think they sing it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Let's see. I mean, because there's like, there's stuff in here about how you're supposed to like, if you're going to a bar, you should try to find a bar that has Proud of Your Boy on the jukebox, which I don't know if that actually is a thing because this is a song that was not in
it's
the
not
movie.
It's not in the movie. Yeah.
So like, I don't know why it would be why in would a jukebox.
Like, I'm surprised that it's available to view like a version of it on like YouTube. Like you can.
I'm sure it was started as like a DVD special feature or something.
Exactly.
Why would any.
Yeah.
Disney musical be on a jukebox?
I'm sure they're that seems likely.
Maybe
right? most of them now have like internet connections and shit.
But also most of them don't have very much music, at least the ones up here don't.
Right. But like a jukebox, I doubt they'll have. And if they do, it's not gonna have like a cut song from Aladdin.
No,
it'll be like the almost best certainly of musicals not. Or whatever, right?
Yeah,
like,
it'll be the best of Disney musicals, which Proud of Your Boy is not.
Not going to be on there. Yeah,
I think my
apologies
favorite,
to Alan Merkin, but Menken, sorry.
My favorite musical Merkin? Based bit
Isn't
of comedy.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
not,
it is.
It's a not Merkin's a pubic wig. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, have you guys ever, did you guys ever hear that or read that Vice article where that guy just went to his local bar and played The Boys Are Back in Town over and over again for days?
No, that's amazing.
Until they found amazing. Out who he was and kicked him out. That's one of my favorite like that, pieces of internet comedy.
The Mulaney stand-up bit mm-hmm. about he did the same thing for What's New Pussycat? and like it was just this slow process, and he just tells the story of like watching this one dad at a table getting angrier and angrier,
just losing his mind.
Yeah,
that's always good. So it does say right underneath the lyrics to the song, it says it is healthy to sing our anthem at least once a night, but this isn't always possible. Ideally, we seek out venues that have a jukebox with this song available. So there you go.
It is healthy to sing this at least once a night.
Yeah, it's good for
yeah.
you.
It is funny that in this song, the person singing it says that they're a late bloomer, which isn't an inaccurate way to look at all of the Proud Boys. If late
Maybe
sometimes
some
means never.
Still needs to take place.
Yeah. Yeah, they have some blooming yet to do.
Yeah, stunted yeah. maybe is another word. I don't yeah. know.
Yeah, Cody, if it had me my druthers together, we would force you to get out your mandolin and play Proud of Your Boy. But I just don't think anyone deserves that.
I was going to say, like, A, I've never heard this song once. Yeah. I could guess it. We do it on the podcast now. Where I'll play a song I've never heard.
Yeah.
But I don't want to subject this people to this.
No. You know what I think is a better idea, Cody? Get out your mandolin, play this song. We'll go to ads so that only we hear it and none of the fans ever get to hear it.
Let's see if I can find out.
I think that's a good plan. All right.
Also,
motherfuckers, enjoy these ads. We're going to listen to Cody.
Yeah.
Robert Evans here, and as a kid, I loved playing Monopoly, but my favorite thing about it was robbing the bank, you know, working with my friends to pull over a con on somebody else, even heisting their money sometimes. And now Monopoly Go brings that fun to your phone. It's one of those games that can bring out the most devious version of ourselves. You can bankrupt your friends by pulling heists on their vaults and even use a wrecking ball to shut down their monuments. And Monopoly Go has timed tournaments where you can team up with your friends to unlock prizes or try to top the leaderboards. And whether you're working with somebody or going head-to-head for riches, Monopoly Go is a huge blast. Go download it now for free on the App Store or Google Play. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So, for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. What's the catch? There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. All plans come with high-speed data, unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. So ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited-time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/behind. That's mintmobile.com/behind. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/behind. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Oh, and we're back.
That was so good, Cody.
Cody.
You did that so fast.
That was the best live music I think I've ever heard.
Thank you.
And the way that you just extemped for 35 straight minutes was really impressive. You added a lot to it, I think.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I felt it.
It was honestly beautiful.
Yeah.
And impossible I blacked to recreate. It.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, you. Yeah. No. If only we'd been recording.
If only.
Yeah, I bumped the recorder right when I started. And then I kind of blacked out. It was like, you know, something took me over. Like
You were channeling.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The spirit was in you.
Maybe this song is healthy to sing every night.
I'm going to start doing it.
I think we're all proud boys now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now the next bit of this packet is how to perform the 3 degrees. So
this is after all of the lyrics to Proud of Your Boy.
Yes, this occurs after all of the lyrics to the cut Disney song Proud of Your Boy. So here's how to perform the different degrees of membership. First degree. All that's required here is that the Proud Boy publicly declares the following. I am a Western chauvinist who refuses to apologize for creating the modern world. Public is open to interpretation. We don't allow anonymous contributions to the Proud Boys because that isn't proud. We also don't accept trans men because they aren't boys. It is up to that chapter's discretion to determine how public the first degree declaration is. At the very least, it must be set on video and submitted to the chapter. The very most, it is set on every possible public platform available. Second degree. Cody, what you got?
It's so silly.
It's but also incredibly
just like
the phrase,
silly. Like, I'm a Western chauvinist who refuses to, like, you didn't do anything.
Yeah,
like, you're not even saying, like, I'm a Western chauvinist and I'm proud of my heritage and my ancestors who did X and Y. Like, there's so many things to unpack there. They can, no, but like, even the
we,
thing
we,
they
we
say,
just like, had another one of these guys in Portland get arrested for being a child molester. Like, oh, you did not create the modern world. You're pieces of shit.
Yeah, you're fucking you're pissing on the modern world and being a fucking monster. Jesus Christ. All right.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Anyway, second degree, 5 cereals. The counter, a brother not involved in the fight, who counts each cereals, that's how it's written, after determining its validity, leads this ritual. Before the punching starts, the prospect has to repeat his first degree oath. I am a Western chauvinist who refuses to apologize for creating the modern world. Then the counter says, you will now list 5 breakfast cereals. While the prospect recites the cereals, 5 Proud Boys must pound him. Shots to the head and below the belt are discouraged, but not against the rules. The Proud Boy receiving his licks is not meant to fight back, although doing so does not negate his second degree. After the...
It's just like, yeah, fucking beat the shit out of
you. I guess do whatever, yeah. After the beating...
Don't fight back, but like, you can fight back.
But also you can, it's fine, yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. After the beating, the brother gets a hug from the counter as he says, welcome aboard. And everyone says, proud of your boy, several times.
Yeah, they do.
Just several.
Just, yeah, however many.
More than once, you're good.
More than two. Yeah. It's not a couple, it's several. So, like, you get, you know, more than a couple, less than a few.
Something like that.
Proud Boys in secluded areas have tried to have friends give them their second degree and submit it to a chapter for verification. This doesn't work. Those in remote areas have to create their own chapter and make sure the 5 men punching them are at least first degree Proud Boys. I love that. I love that there's some sad person out there who, like, asks whoever he technically calls a friend to be like, will you come over and punch me while I'm in breakfast? I want to get into this club.
I've been practicing my cereals and I need you to come hit me.
That is why the cereals.
It's funny. Them, it's right? dumb. It's like
funny and stupid. Yeah.
In some way, this is obviously we are in the process. I don't know when this will come out as opposed to those episodes. But as we record this, I'm in the process of putting together a massive series on like the actual historical Illuminati and different secret societies. And like all secret societies do to some extent are based in like nonsense. Like it's an important aspect of them is like weird nonsense that is it kind of takes everyone out of the regular world and puts them into a different, ideally heightened reality. So in some ways this is in line with that, but it's also like, you know, good secret societies would like pretend to do magical rituals and stuff. This is much sillier. So I don't know. I don't know the degree to which this
silly. Instead of like silly and like trying to be creepy or something, like, which maybe is the point. They're like, some of it is tongue in cheek, obviously, but it is also very silly.
Yeah. It's good stuff. It's fun. So the next rule.
It's funny, we like it.
This is good. Everyone's going to enjoy this. No wanks.
Oh.
A proud boy may not ejaculate alone more often than once every 30 days. That means he must abstain from pornography during that time. And if he needs to ejaculate, it must be within 1 yard of a woman with her consent. Thank God for that
within
last
one. Within 1 yard. the consent part.
Honestly, like, good for them.
Yeah, for at least that's in there.
Like, low bar, but they gingerly stepped over that bar.
Yeah,
so.
They knocked their foot against that bar as they stepped over it, and they stumbled a little bit, but they didn't quite fall down.
Yeah, wouldn't a few penalty points, but still passing.
The woman may not be a prostitute. So
well, wait. But also, like, you can look at porn without ejaculating.
Yes.
What is no porn rule? Seems arbitrary.
I think maybe they're just acknowledging that none of them can avoid coming if they look at porn.
Okay.
Yeah.
No one follows this rule.
No, I'm sure they all break it, but that's what rules are meant for. Yeah. No prostitutes. I'm sure a lot of them break that rule too. Mm.
Weird they don't have no kids in there. Considering,
yeah. That, you know? Yes.
Considering.
All right. So let me finish reading this. So after this woman may not be a prostitute, this is our religion and our Pope is the religion's founder, Dante Nero. Men who are away from their wives for extended periods of time have requested video conferencing as a way around the 1 yard rule. This is not allowed. Dante Nero was like a comedian and MMA guy. I guess he was on Chappelle's show and Opie and Anthony a lot. Again, some of this is them. Oh, and he's a self-help guru now. Actually, let's go over to Dante Nero's website. Some of this is them fucking around. I'm sure a lot of this is them fucking around. And also at the same time, they come to take it very seriously because they're inherently ridiculous people. Such are the confusing vagaries of right-wing weirdos. So the third degree, you need the words proud boy tattooed anywhere on your body, and you must preserve the tenets of your first and second degree. There are no rules on how the words must look, though the norm is to pursue the traditional tattoo font of your. Yeah. There you go. That's good. I do know. I remember the fucking guy who I had a standoff with in Portland had Proud Boy tattooed on his forearms very visibly in all of the photos of him like macing people and shooting them with paintball guns. Mm. And the Proud Boys were like, oh, he's not a Proud Boy. Well, it sounds like he did the only thing you need to do to be a. I'm sure somebody hit him while naming breakfast cereals. Like.
Yeah, if you're trying to like distance yourself from somebody that gets in trouble, it's not good that they've permanently inked it on their body.
No, that's maybe a sign that you have it, that you're in a gang.
Maybe.
Yeah, it certainly makes it easier to prosecute people. But that's funny. Fourth degree. This degree is loosely defined as engaging in a major conflict for the cause. Being arrested is not encouraged, although those who are immediately become fourth degrees because the court has registered a major conflict. Serious physical fights also count, and it's up to each chapter to determine how serious the conflict must be to determine fourth. This regulation is not retroactive, and it only counts events that occurred after a brother was declared a Proud Boy. So, that's... good. Yeah. I mean, this is something I think people knew. You got to get into, got to get into fights. I do like that you get it automatically if you get arrested.
So I think a lot of people were getting their fourth at January 6th.
Mm-hmm. Congrats, everybody. You did it finally.
You did it, guys. You really did it. Yeah. I hope you're proud.
Yeah. If somebody gets skipping degrees, if someone gets a third degree before their second degree, the third degree is placed in a form of stasis until the previous degrees can be completed. This also works with those who get a fourth degree before their third. If the previous degrees are never completed, the degree remains in stasis. Pour one out for all the Proud Boys whose degrees are tragically in stasis, everybody. That's a real heartbreaker.
Sorry, folks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tragic. Station 4. our politics. We are not a political group. We're a fraternal brotherhood like the Elks Lodge or the Shriners. We are a multiracial group that is socially liberal and welcomes gay members. Again, our only non-negotiable rule is that you are a Western chauvinist who refuses to apologize for creating the modern world. And they clarify here, much confusion revolves around the word chauvinist, as women tend to assume it means sexist. It means a person displaying aggressive or exaggerated patriotism. You admit you're exaggerating things for effect. That's cool.
Wait, they're defining chauvinistic as being patriotic?
Yeah, they sure are.
Like Western chauvinism. So like technically chauvinism is just sort of like thinking you're like...
Yeah, it's believing that a certain thing is superior to everything else. Like,
so like Western chauvinists, like, oh, the West is the best, and so on. And
yeah, exactly. But like, you could be like a Volvo chauvinist, yeah,
right. But generally, people associate chauvinism with the sexist part.
Yeah, because that's just where the term gets used the most. For obvious reasons. Yeah, but not
they're
these guys.
Back.
They're reclaiming it.
Yeah, exactly.
Almost all our members are pro-Trump, but there are exceptions, our Pope being one of them. So I guess Dante Nero doesn't like Trump.
Not a Trump guy?
Not a Trump guy. That's good for him.
All right. Diversity of thought.
Oh, wow.
Marketplace of ideas.
Dante Nero's webpage finally loaded, the Proud Boy Pope, and it's advertising Man School 202. So that's good. I got to read this to you from Dante Nero's Man School site. In 2006, I received a call from my friend and comedy mentor, Patrice O'Neill, to team up on a radio show. My 11-year experience as a male stripper gave me a perspective on male-female social dynamics seldom experienced.
Okay.
That's good. Cool. That's fun.
This website did take a really long time to load for some reason.
It took so fucking long to load. I do apologize. I'm sure Dante Nero's Man School is great. Very excited.
Man School 202.
202. I'm sure he's really ironed out a lot of the problems.
Even better, exactly.
We disavow Nazis and don't want them at our meetups. I've seen a lot of Nazis at y'all's meetups.
Yeah,
we disavow racists and don't want them at our meetups. We allow weak beta male virgins to join because our fraternity is about helping men improve their lives, and that includes all men. If, however, a Proud Boy refuses to step up to the plate, if he doesn't heed our advice and try it, if he doesn't assimilate and engage with the group, he'll be asked to leave. Our founder, Gavin McGinnis, peace be upon him, often cites his 10 Ways to Save America list as a compendium of proud Western beliefs. So I guess take a look at that.
Not going to do that.
Are you sure, Cody? Are you sure you're not going to do that? It's okay. Well,
let's check it out.
You're never going to save America that way.
Well, I want to. So fine.
Yeah, you want to. Like, that's what you were trying to do with the Bay of Pigs.
And I think I succeeded. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
found the Blaze coverage of this. Outspoken comedians' radical plan to save America in 10 easy steps will likely rile up left and right.
God.
Oh, I think they're going to get it. Yeah, they're going to get into this in the that's such a funny title from the Blaze, currently being sued for sexual harassment because one of their chief hosts, Elijah Schaefer, was a sex pest who they had to fire.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No.
That
they shit canned his ass because he was a piece of shit. He was too big a piece of shit for the Blaze.
That is
remarkable.
Kind of a feat. Yeah.
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 Fucking hate that guy.
Yeah.
All right. So these are the 10 ways to save America. I think you're going to be surprised by some of these guys. Number one, abolish prison. There are too many men in prison right now, and we need to fix this mass incarceration problem. This obviously doesn't mean bust open the gates right now. It means we need to start going in the opposite direction and recognizing the people we are putting in cages are human beings. The following points lend themselves back to this one. But I don't know. That's a solid start, right? Number two.
You didn't mention any of the women in prison, though.
Also, Also, like, they said, like, it's going to rile up the right and the left. And
so there you go.
So far,
there you go.
Okay.
So far, we're good.
Number two, give everyone a gun. Not for free, obviously, but gun laws are too strict in about 80% of the country and 90% of the Western world. Right now, it's mostly bad guys who have guns. Good guys need them, too. This will help prevent crime. Look, guys, there are
children.
There are half a billion guns in the United States.
Only the bad guys.
If that is not enough of them to get into the hands of good guys, then that is not part of the problem.
Then more isn't going to solve it.
Yeah. Like, there are, whatever you think about gun control, the examples of the United States should show you more guns is not a thing that's going to change anything.
Right.
There are so many guns in this country.
You can get a gun. If you want.
Yeah,
I would like to see their research on the data supporting.
Well, point number three, research
bad guys
is for
have
cucks.
Guns.
Right. Yeah. It's like, give people guns. We'll actually sell them to people. You can.
Yeah.
They're doing that now.
Yeah, they're doing that, man. Like, in every state, they sell guns to
people.
Who is
like trying to get a gun but can't?
You can get more guns than you can get abortions.
I mean,
that's
you
for
know,
sure.
Yeah, the people who are trying to buy guns and can't are convicted felons, many of whom are Proud Boys.
Which I guess goes back
that
to
is,
the
that is one, what they're doing, right? Yeah. I mean, a lot of them do have criminal records, like, sure. And did prior to joining. Number three.
Well, then those don't count, right?
Yeah, they shouldn't.
Because before.
Yeah, here's another good one. Legalized drugs. Okay. So that's good. Well, that's odd.
That's where McGinnis's inner vice.
Yeah, they do phrase this. Oddly, take away the profits from drugs and you take away gangs, and soon prisons are losing their best customers. That's okay.
I think that needs an edit pass.
That's interesting. It's an odd way to phrase it.
Yeah, they're like circling a real point there.
They're circling a real point, which is that like the state is paying the private prison industry to keep people incarcerated, and also the increasing financialization of stuff like the ability of inmates to make phone calls. Is part
exactly,
of how
yeah,
that industry makes its money, and that's deeply predatory. That's a weird way to say that, but okay, I'll give it to you. I'll give that to you, Proud Boys. Number four, end welfare. Right now, we have incentivized single mothers. This has shattered families, especially poor families. Stop rewarding single mothers for leaving their husbands, and we get the family back. With fathers comes discipline and employment. With jobs comes less crime. Oh, boy. Yeah, single moms are leaving their husbands because welfare is just so good.
This is all over the place, man.
It really is. What a
ideology?
Wild statement.
What are these opinions? What is going on?
Yeah, a lot of these guys had their wives leave them because they're pieces of shit. Probably who got arrested and sent to prison for committing some sort of fucked up crime. Yeah, hitting them, selling fucking fentanyl, like whatever. They're all, who knows what's going on? It's very funny that they're specifically like, the problem is too many women leaving their men. Well, maybe you guys are pieces of shit.
Maybe you fucking suck.
Yeah.
Let's dig a little deeper on that.
Yeah.
Also, didn't they say like a minute ago that they're not a political organization?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But they're like, we got to end welfare. We got to do this. Like, this is just a political project.
Political.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they're very, I mean, obviously they're a political
they're
street
political.
Gang. Mm. But you know who else is a political street gang?
Blue Box.
Sesame Street.
Blue Apron.
The Blue Aprons.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's right.
You meant ads.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They have a gang. And I support that gang.
They're going to make you your food in little prepped boxes and you're going to like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Robert Evans here, and as a kid, I loved playing Monopoly, but my favorite thing about it was robbing the bank, you know, working with my friends to pull over a con on somebody else, even heisting their money sometimes. And now Monopoly Go brings that fun to your phone. It's one of those games that can bring out the most devious version of ourselves. You can bankrupt your friends by pulling heists on their vaults and even use a wrecking ball to shut down their monuments. And Monopoly Go has timed tournaments where you can team up with your friends to unlock prizes or try to top the leaderboards. And whether you're working with somebody or going head-to-head for riches, Monopoly Go is a huge blast. Go download it now for free on the App Store or Google Play.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
We're back. Having a good time.
Having a great time.
Number five, close the borders. We have strayed from... I think they meant to write from. We have strayed from a merit-based immigration policy and have replaced it with open borders. We need to build a wall and encourage assimilation. No more Spanish schools or Chinese schools. Everyone speaks English and patriotism is encouraged.
Ooh.
Great. Good guys. Good for you. Outlaw censorship. We gotta ban Chinese. Also, no more censorship.
No more censorship.
Incredibly funny.
Oh my God.
The West has thrived with the checks and balances open discussion provides. Without it, fascism thrives. We need to fight for free speech, not just against the government, but against the people who want to shut it down. We are now policing ourselves worse than Big Brother. That needs to stop. Free speech includes all speech, good and bad. And a huge part of this brotherhood is making sure nobody is prevented from speaking. This is obviously our most important cause.
Then why is it number five?
Six, Cody. Right above number seven.
I'm sorry, real quick.
Oh, yeah.
We police each other worse than Big Brother?
Yes. I think that's a cancel culture reference, Cody.
I think it is, yeah.
They're claiming that cancel culture is worse than Big Brother?
Yes. Yes, because they're fine with Big Brother as long as Big Brother... forces people to be patriotic.
Yeah,
it makes it illegal to speak Spanish.
All right. Well,
what they don't like is cancel culture saying, "Hey, that's kind of fucked up."
Yeah.
Well, maybe you know, cancel culture has absolutely led to lots of proud boy girls leaving their proud boys. Yeah.
It's cancel culture when you can't hold down a job. And then you hit your wife and she leaves.
You gotta blame something other than yourself. Otherwise, what are we even doing here, boys?
So I guess we blame women, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're proud boys. We shame the women.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it's good stuff.
Is the most important one, so I'm glad we got to it finally.
Yes. Number seven now, venerate the housewife. Proud boys are encouraged to put a ring on it and knock her up. We need to make more proud boys. The young are encouraged to sow their wild oats, but as we get older, committing to a family becomes more and more important. With the family comes a deep respect for the housewife. We push back against the feminist notion that shaping human lives is somehow selling out. We see housewives as sentient beings who have an incredible gift. So, there you go.
Making proud babies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Proud babies. Glorify the entrepreneur. Western liberalism scoffs at the rich and those who put it all on the line to improve our lives. We recognize the incredible sacrifice this takes, and we are in awe of all the great entrepreneurs throughout history who got us here. Proud of your entrepreneurs.
Why don't they name any of them?
Great question.
Nine, recognize the West is the best. This is just a hate fact. America was not stolen from the Indians and it was not built on slavery. A hate fact. Yeah. Europe and Britain were not built on colonization. We fought hard to be number one and we won. All other cultures are not really different.
What the fucking kind of thing is that to say? Sorry.
We didn't colonize. We fought hard and won.
We didn't colonize. We're like, take over. We fucking conquered that shit. Like, what?
And then made it a colony.
Yep.
Sorry.
And then made it a colony.
Like, in the middle of your sentence, I just couldn't.
You couldn't contain it.
I couldn't stop. Or continue. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. It's good. all other cultures are not merely different than us. They are worse. That's how that ends.
Okay. So we didn't colonize or conquer anything. We merely fought and won against the losers who suck.
Whose cultures
who
are bad.
Who are every other culture in history.
Again, I'd like to check their sources and their data on where they're getting this information. Not really.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah. No, not really. So next is shut down the government.
Oh.
We have no respect for the institutions that rob us of our hard-earned wages. We don't expect another man to handle us our freedom and determine our destiny. We may not be anarchists, but we always want the government brought down to the absolute minimum. And it also needs to ban Chinese schools.
You want to ban the government, but you also want to make sure everyone has a gun and ban other languages and do all these things. How are we going to do that? How are you going to do it?
Because it's some right winger. There's a conservative quote that I actually like the quote. They just don't they never mean it, but it's I want a government small enough to drown in my bathtub. Which is a thing that I want legitimately in a lot of ways, but is not a thing any conservative actually advocates for because they have increased and expanded the security state every chance they've gotten. They're lying to you. They're lying to you.
Ban the government, but also I want cops to rough up my enemies for me.
Yeah, if you want a government you can drown in your bathtub, the cops can't have tanks. That's a basic part of it.
These are at odds with each other.
Yeah.
What'll it be, boys? What'll it be?
Yeah. So, station 5, the end. This should serve as a general guide for starting your own chapter. There has been a lot of talk about whether Muslims should be allowed in. The elders have not settled this, nor will they talk about an antiquated ban on abos. I think they're talking about aboriginals?
Did they use the word elders?
Yeah, that's the leaders of the Proud Boys.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
Is abos, what else would that mean? I'm going to check that. Is that a slur?
I think it's aboriginal, yeah.
Yeah, my guess is it's a slur for aboriginal people. The racial slur database has come through
Didn't they say they welcome all races?
They sure did. Wow, there's some fascinating ones on here. Although the racial slur database listed as ABO, whereas the Proud Boys listed as ABBO, but there's numerous misspellings in this, so that doesn't really mean anything. Okay, I'm pretty sure that's what that is. There are other general guidelines that don't matter. What? We hate flip-flops and cargo shorts. Fedoras are banned. We like to stick to classics Levi's, Chuck Taylor, Van Era's, Clark's Desert Boots, J. Crew Wingtips, Pendleton, Woolrich, Filson, and Ray-Bans. Classics. Mm. We encourage Proud Boys to be well-dressed in colored shirts, especially when talking to the media. The uniform, which is not mandatory but highly encouraged for rallies, is a black Fred Perry polo with gold piping. A goal for the club is for people who try to shut down free speech to see a deep sense of fear when they see the black and gold appear at a rally. It signifies a group of men who are prepared to fight back. A recommended shoe is the black Red Wing Classic Moccasin Toe Boot. Bootleg Proud Boys t-shirts are all over the internet, and there is no official one as of yet. We encourage the free market and enjoy seeing Proud Boys benefit from their own club. Each individual chapters have full autonomy. We fully believe in chapter rights and have no mandatory terms outside of the West is the best. This is not a Gavin McGinnis fan club, although the movement was created via the Gavin McGinnis show. Many members haven't even seen the show. This is about taking our civilization back. This is about rebuilding the patriarchy. There are dozens of chapters, and they are all over the world. We have a Proud Boy in the White House, Lucian Wintrich, not anymore. And we have a Proud Boy
Holy, all right.
Yeah, we have a Proud Boys making international headlines as they destroy the left. Mike Cernovich, Charles C. Johnson.
Not political, though.
Household names.
Oh, yeah.
There are charity events, fundraisers, rallies for free speech, and legions of Proud Boys girls, and even a comedy tour. Not anymore. Mm-hmm. We are creating documentaries, shows, podcasts, and changing the course of history. It's an incredible time to be proud of who you are. We tried shame and apologies. It didn't work. It's more than just a time to say no. It's time to fight, which they did on J6th. And it didn't go well for them. And
they didn't get to hang.
So that's all very funny.
That's extremely funny. I do like they slipped in that they prefer moccasin toed boots.
Mm-hmm.
but also
what is like a moccasin toe boot?
Sorry, it's like me. I mean, it's a boot that it draws from like moccasins.
Oh, yeah. Right. But also, you should finish your sentence.
Oh, just yes. That. Like, it's, you know, they're like this big, like, Western civilization. We invented it. We're the best. We did everything. Well, why are you using other cultures' toe for your boots? Why do you prefer moccasins?
Well, they've taken a few things from other lesser cultures.
On them. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit about what happened after all of these Proud Boys get arrested. So, January 6th, they're very happy.
There's another manual they have.
Yeah, what to do. No, they had not. So they had not really prepared properly for this. And it's very funny because, like, in the wake of everything falling apart for them, there was a signal voice chat thing that they had that, again, got recorded. It was through Telegram. So they had like a big, this was in like February, I think, 1st, after it became clear that the feds were coming for everybody who was at J6th, where they had this like big panicked meeting. And it's very funny, because they had all of these different like voice notes where they had talked about storming the Capitol before. And then after this, everybody's panicking. All of the people who weren't at January 6th were like, yelling at the people who were at January 6th and being like, you guys have fucked us. You didn't have any kind of OPSEC. And like, now everyone's going to get arrested and we're screwed. Like, and Antifa has better OPSEC than we do. It was really funny. So yeah, that's good.
It's very funny. Taking so long to get to that conclusion.
Obviously.
Look, we're laughing. The Proud Boys are still a threat. They still are an organization that can do that, like, will continue to do damage. They've been behind a lot of these like school board meetings. Mm-hmm. You know, there's always Proud Boys at these protests at like drag shows and uh-huh. LGBTQ events. Like, they're still dangerous and fucked up, but it is worth noting that for all of this like rhetoric they have about being this great fraternal organization of real men who understand masculine values, the instant the state cracked down, they all fucking rolled on each other.
That's because they aren't proud men. They're proud boys.
Yeah, they certainly weren't proud when the FBI came to their doors. They became less proud and more boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway.
That's what, yeah.
Well, this was a fun little treat.
Yeah. Had a nice time. Treat. Everybody happy? Everybody feel good
happy.
About
I'm happy learning. And proud.
Now, I'm proud of my boy, Cody.
Thank you.
For the Bay of Pigs thing?
Yeah, I am proud of Cody. Look, I don't support the Bay of Pigs, right. But I'm proud of Cody for getting out of his comfort zone.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a lot for you, Cody. That's a really big deal. Yeah. We all know that you don't like to go outside. You don't like to interact with people. Or
exactly.
Well, and I know I can just remember that for years before that, you would always say, you know, whenever we got to talking, you'd be like, I just don't think I'm ever going to attempt to overthrow a sovereign nation using CIA mercenaries. And I'm just proud of you for trying, Cody. You know,
thank
proud
you.
Facing
you
for your fears.
Yeah.
You know, I've wasted time. I've wasted me. So say I'm slow for my age, a late bloomer. Okay, I agree that I've been one rotten kid, you know, some sun, some pride and some joy, but I'll get over these lousing up, messing up, screwing up times.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Message.
Yes.
Definitely, definitely not that. I can see why they left that one on the cutting room floor.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, we don't, maybe we don't need that one.
We don't need it. It's not very good.
In, what was it, Mulan?
Aladdin.
Oh, is it Aladdin? Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. That makes a little more sense.
Some say I'm a gold brick, a goof off. No good. But that couldn't be all that I am. Oh, it's nice. Nice.
I just
message.
Really like to think of them singing this at their meeting.
I
didn't sing the song yet today. I got to do it before bed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like,
it's like laying in this bed softly, softly. I'm
to yourself.
I'm like,
be bad, your boy.
Singing it to your kid as a lullaby.
Mm-hmm. Helps you get to sleep.
The Proud Babies, by the way.
Proud Babies.
Katie. It didn't quite land when I said it earlier, so again.
Give it again and again. Exactly. You got to be proud of your thing you said.
I'm a little proud baby. Okay.
Speaking of things you're proud of, do you two have anything you'd like to plug?
Why wouldn't they call them, instead of proud boys, girls, call them proud babes?
That's better.
Or something, right?
But that does not imply, that doesn't imply possession.
Broad.
Yeah,
proud,
they broad, need to be,
proud boys,
they need
girls
to be.
Implies ownership. Right.
It's not proud boys like the way we read it. It's like with an apostrophe.
The girls who are property of the proud boys. Exactly.
Okay. Sophie, to answer your question, we've got a couple of shows. Our YouTube channel is called Some More News. Our podcast is called Even More News. You can listen to them both in the same audio feed. Cody, you take it away with the rest of the thing.
Those are all true things. You can also watch the YouTube channel. Like you said, we've got our own personal social media accounts. If you look up our names, we've got a patreon.com/somemorenews. And we got merch with Wormbow on it.
Okay, this isn't an end.
I know, this is... just like saying all the things.
This is
we got a show. Some More News, Even More News. Check them out. We love you. Hey, how's it going?
That's cool. It. That's what we got.
Mm-hmm. The end.
All right. Well, that's all that we have, too. Until next week, this has been Behind the Bastards, a podcast that will continue on from now until the heat death of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And the bio.
All right. It's in the bylaws.
Behind the Bastards is a production of Cool Zone Media. For more from Cool Zone Media, visit our website, coolzonemedia.com, or check us out on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.